to receive. Hallelujah. And Father, you will not disappoint. I want to thank you, Father God, for ministering to the hearts of those that are hearing and receiving your word tonight. Thank you for situation changes, changing circumstances, changing. Hallelujah. We give you the glory for it. Father, thank you for your anointing and your calling upon me to minister your word. And I'm resting in the Holy Spirit to lead me, to guide me, to speak through my mouth this evening. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm pretty much going to pick up where I left off last Wednesday. I may cover a few things that I ministered on last Wednesday. But from way back, let me see, when did I first start this? If I have that page sheet with me. It's back in June, around about the middle of June, that I began ministering on getting close to God and staying close to God. And I've been ministering under that umbrella all the way through, because it's so vitally important. Amen. Us pastors have been called by God to preach and teach the word of God. Amen. Without compromise and without fear. Amen. And we're living in a time now where we must walk close to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read something to you. So just bear with me here a minute. You can write this down, or you can, matter of fact, go ahead, and I don't have this in my notes, but I want to read it to you before I go back to my notes, because I don't want you to forget it. Now, what we're about to read is not something you haven't heard before, okay? This is nothing new. Amen. But now, turn in your Bibles, first of all, to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Amen. Our job is to preach the word of God. All ministers, not just pastors. The apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We are to minister God's word. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, first of all, let me say this. The Apostle Paul, I need someone. Terry, come turn that monitor on for me. Thank you. First of all, let me say this. The Apostle Paul taught a lot about the last days. Okay? About the last days. And he wrote in the Word of God, in his letters to the churches, as he was moved by the Holy Spirit. In other words, as Paul was writing this, this wasn't his own thinking. Amen. It was God moving through him. And so in chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, it says, now the Spirit, notice the Apostle Paul didn't say, now I think, or this is what I think, okay? That's not what he's saying. He's saying, now the Spirit, and he's not talking about the human spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you still with me? Amen. Now the Spirit expressly or explicitly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. You've heard me talk about it, but I want to start off with these verses tonight. And of course he goes on and to explain some of what will be going on in the last days. I will read verse 2 and then I want to take you somewhere else. It says, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. I want you to understand that we are living in the last days, and the devil realizes that his time is so very, very short. You hear me? And he's been pulling out all stops. Pulling out all stops. But that's just a sign that we're living in the last days. Amen? Amen. Now, go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Are we having any perilous times right now? And folks, you can blame an individual all you want to, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. The devil's behind this. Jesus identified him in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. He says, the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And the rest of that verse, Jesus says, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Hallelujah. So verse 1 again, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Amen. And this, it would be perilous. It's going to be times of stress. It's going to be stressful. That when I let me clarify that. It's going to be stressful to those who will allow it to stress them out, are to those that really do not know the Word of God and don't know what the Word of God has to say. Amen. It's a stressful time for some folks. Amen. My wife was telling me about a certain department store that she likes to shop at when we are out of town in the Florence area or maybe at the beach or wherever, and you know, all of them closing down. They're closing down, close the doors. Guess what? Somebody's out of a job. You hear me? Somebody is out of a job. And if they don't know Jesus Christ, and if they don't really truly know the Word of God, it can stress them out. And some people become so stressed to the point that they don't want to live any longer. Amen. And I want to say to you, don't take your life. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So know this, this is verse 1 again, that in the last days perilous times will come. And this is the reason. For men will, we know Satan's behind it, but listen. But men will be lovers of themselves. Mm-hmm. It's all about me, honey. It's what I want. Forget you. It's all about me. Lovers of money. Oh, isn't that the truth? Boastful, proud. Yeah, that's part of my Sunday message, ain't it? You may hear this again Sunday. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents. And parents, some of your children disobey you because you allow it. Glory. Unthankful, unholy. We're talking about the last days. Y'all recognize this in the time, these things in the time we're living? Unloving, unforgiving, slanderous. Without self-control. Brutal. Despisers of good. See, I told you the Bible is better than any newspaper you can pick up. Traitors. Headstrong. Haughty. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Now, I could take that one right there and preach on it the rest of the night. But I won't do it tonight. Listen to verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And what does the Bible say? And from such people do what? Turn away. Well, Pastor... Don't the Bible say we're supposed to treat everyone right? Aren't we supposed to love everybody? You're absolutely right. But I'm going to tell you right now, not everybody's good for you to hang with. Amen. You don't have to hang with them to love them. Remember, I don't see how you can forget my little sugar manure example. But this, for those that maybe hadn't heard it, you can put a teaspoonful of manure in a cup of sugar and it ruins that sugar. But you can put a whole cup of sugar on a pile of manure. It won't change that manure one bit. It's still nasty. And sometimes believers think they can hang out with unbelievers and still stay sweet and clean. There's an old saying that if you play with fire, eventually you're going to get burned. Amen. And besides, we are supposed to be an example for the world to look at and be able to say, oh, that's a Christian, that's a child of God. Because Jesus said that we are the light of the world and we've been set on a hill for all to see. Praise God. And he goes on, but we'll stop at verse 5. But here's my point that I'm making to you. We are living in the last days, folks, and there's a lot of stuff going on. And listen to me. Let me say this while I'm on that subject. I didn't check my time. I don't. What time did I start? Nobody knows. Okay. Praise God. But let me say this to you. We are in the last days. And a lot of people say, oh, I want Jesus to come back. I want Jesus to come back. You know, I want him to come back too. Matter of fact, if you're right with God, you should be looking forward to the return of the Lord. Amen? You hear me? If you are right with God, if you're born again, you're walking with the Lord, you should look forward to the coming of the Lord. Who was it? John that says, come, Lord Jesus. But let me tell you something. There is an appointed time for him to come and catch the church away. Amen. We don't know the day or the hour. You hear me? Amen. We don't know the day or the hour when he's coming. And there have been folks that said he's coming this day or he's coming that year. And guess what? He hadn't come yet. So we should look forward to the return of the Lord. Hallelujah. But here's what we got to understand, though. Brothers and sisters, we just can't, and God doesn't want us to do this, back up in a corner or hide out somewhere waiting on the return of the Lord. God has called us to be busy about the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get back to where I was going. Glory to God. We should be busier now for God than we've ever been. Hallelujah. Now, listen what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Turn there right quick. Now, in 1 Corinthians, we won't read all that. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, one of the things that the Apostle Paul talks about is the catching away of the church. Okay? We call it the rapture. Okay? He was talking about the catching away of the church. But as he ended that part of his teaching, verse 58, this is what the word of God says. Now, he'd been teaching about the catching away of the church. And then in verse 58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast, immovable. Always. Everybody say always.
Always.
Come on, say it again.
Always.
Say it again.
Always.
Get it down in here.
Always.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. Yes, but Jesus is coming soon. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. As a matter of fact, if we know he's coming soon, and he is, we should be working that much harder. Because we know that the Bible says that it's not God's will that any be lost, but that all come to salvation. We all got loved ones that's not born again. I want them saved. I want my unsaved, the members of my family that's unsaved, I want them saved. I don't want anybody to go to hell. I don't care how bad they are. I want them to get saved. I want them to get right with God. Y'all hear me? I think you feel the same way I do, don't you? Amen. We want them to get right with God. And it's because of God's mercy and his grace that Jesus has tarried as long as he has. Because he wanted them to come on in. Come on in. Come on in. And so we just can't sit back and say, oh, come, Lord Jesus, and decide that you know, we just going to just try to hang in there and hopefully Jesus will come soon. No, no, no. The word of God say always abounding in the work of the Lord. And he goes on to say, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So, if the news get worse, keep on working. Work even harder. God's called us to be bold. Be bold. Be strong. Isn't that what Ephesians chapter 6 says? Yes. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Y'all out there? Yes. Say it again. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Because we got to understand who our real enemy is. Matter of fact, let's go there. If I get to it. If I don't, I don't. There's a good chance I won't. But we're moving on anyway. Hallelujah. And if the Lord tarries, guess what? There's next week. Amen. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Look at verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Oh, my. I'm so glad that the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Jesus Christ is stronger than the devil. Amen. The devil can't stop you unless he gets you over into fear. Oh, I need to say that one again. The devil can't stop you unless he gets you over into fear. Amen. When you become, you heard me say it before, when you become afraid, you become paralyzed. Amen. paralysis begin to set in. And you slow down, and then you get slower, and then slower, and then finally you're not moving at all because you're afraid. I want to tell you something. This pandemic, this COVID-19, is not above the name of Jesus. You hear me? It's not above the name of Jesus. It might act like the boogeyman, but you don't have to run. You can stand on God's word. Y'all, are you listening to me? There are folks leaving this earth because of fear. And like I've always told you, I'm not saying be reckless or do anything like that. But you know what? You can't let this thing paralyze you. Amen. To the place that you can't do nothing. You just paralyzed in place. Paralyzed in place. Jesus is Lord of all. And you've heard me say this before. God was not surprised or caught off guard when this thing showed up. He's still God. Hallelujah. He was still God. Let's finish reading Ephesians chapter 6. And then I'll let you go. It says, finally, my brethren, this is talking about me. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Notice not your strength, but his strength, and which is going to take me to where I want to go, but I don't have time. And listen what it says, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. See, everybody's not able to stand. You follow me? Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the tricks of the devil. And notice what it's saying here. Be strong in the Lord, but we are to stand against the devil. Amen. This coronavirus or any other virus or any other thing is not holy. Folk getting sick and some folks have died, that's not holy. And whatever you do, please don't say God killed those folks or that God made them sick. The word of God tells us to stand. It says put on the whole armor of God. Look at verse 12. I know you know these verses, but I'll go over them anyway. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. See, and that's what we have a tendency to do sometimes. I blame him. I blame her. I blame them. Wait a minute. The Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Yes, the devil uses people. But we need to be able to see who or what's behind some of this stuff. Amen. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And these are different classes of devils that we're talking about here. Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Are you listening to me? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Take what?
The whole.
Take what?
The whole.
One more time.
The whole.
Take up the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Verse 13 again. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Now, wait a minute. That's telling me then that you can be born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, love God. But if we don't take up the whole armor of God, it's going to be a part of us that's going to be exposed. You understand? It's going to be exposed. And believe you me, the devil is looking for weak areas in our lives so that he can pounce. So that he can pounce. We're told to put on the whole armor of God. Fill all the cracks. Amen. 13, and now read on. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. This is the evil day we're living in now. You agree? Amen. And listen what it says. And having done all to stand. First of all, you got to do what it takes to stand. And the next thing, you got to stand.
Amen.
Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God for the truth.
Yes.
Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, everybody say above all.
Above all.
And see, this is where I was planning on going in my teaching, but I won't get there tonight. But taking the shield of what?
Faith.
Taking the shield of what?
Faith.
Which you will be able to do what? Quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, let me stop right there. Well, let me read on. Verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Listen to me. Listen to me. It's going to take us being clothed from head to toe. We cannot walk around half dressed. See, sometimes what we want to do is say, oh, I like this verse and I like that verse. Oh, glory to God. God wants to prosper me financially and materially. Oh, I like that. Glory to God. I'll take that. Oh, yeah. God wants to heal my body. Glory be to God. I'll take that one, too. But now, live right. Don't fornicate. Don't adulterate. Love my neighbor. Ooh, I can't stand that one down the street. Wait a minute. We can't pick and choose. We got to put on the whole armor of God. Because, and I'm going to close with this. Whether you are fully dressed or not, the fiery darts are still coming. Y'all hear me? Whether we're fully dressed or not, the fiery darts are still coming after us. But we got to make sure that we're fully dressed and be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I'm here to tell you, saints of God, yes, this is an evil day that we live in. But the Bible says we can stand. Amen. The Bible says we can stand victoriously. Amen. Glory be to God. But we got to make up our mind, I'm going to stand. Don't care how dark it gets outside. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. It's going to be darkness all around. But we'll stand. The glory of the Lord will shine upon us. And in darkness, when people get enough of darkness, they are looking for the light. They're looking for someone with the answer. Give the Lord praise, will you? Bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So let's make sure that we as believers don't lose our focus. Keep our eyes on God. Keep our eyes on His word. Amen. And look in the mirror from time to time and make sure you're properly clothed. You hear me? Make sure you got your helmet on and it's not on crooked. Amen. Make sure you got your sword. Don't leave without your sword. Don't leave home without your sword. You want to make sure you're ready, that whatever the devil sends out, you have the answer for it. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for your word. Thank you for ministering to us, exhorting us.